We put the spotlight on the Grand Rapids Football Club. Well, not necessarily playing football. How about playing soccer? And ladies in the house to play a bit of soccer, talk a little soccer, and then play a bit later today and tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope you're drinking your water and carbo loading. Is that just part of your lifestyle?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Let me do a formal introduction to both of you. First of all, both of you doing great things in our own backyard with the Grand Rapids Football Club. We've put a lot of emphasis on the guys, and finally you guys are in to talk about your team. Cindy Lay, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jody and Morris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jody and tell me about you, please.
Well, my name is Jody and Morris. I'm originally from Jamaica. And I'm very excited to be playing with Grand Rapids FC women's team this season.
What's been your career journey thus far?
Thus far, I would honestly say it's a wonderful experience.
Mm. Yes. So you grew up in Jamaica. You got good at soccer. What brought you to the U.S. of A?
I got a full scholarship to go to Navarro College. Wow. And then I transferred to William Baptist University on a full scholarship as well.
Mm. Nice. So, here you are in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that. And your role with Grand Rapids Football Club is, what's your position?
I'm a forward.
Nice. Tell me a little bit about you, Cindy Lay.
Hello, my name's Cindy Lay. I was born in East Timor. I'm not sure if you know where that is.
Nope.
It's in Southeast Asia. It used to be colonized by Indonesia and Portugal. Mm. So, born there, but due to civil war and stuff back at home, my family migrated to Australia when I was 2 years old, so pretty much raised in Australia, hence my accent.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
So I've just been raised in Australia, and this is my first time in America.
Oh, cool. Did you come to America for the playing of soccer?
Yes, that's correct.
Very nice. What is your position with the team?
I'm playing in the midfield role for Grand Rapids FC.
Very nice. And you all have a game tonight over in the Flint area and then back here in our Grand Rapids Saturday. We'll get the specifics. But I guess I'll ask the blunt question. How's the season?
It's going good.
Does that mean you're winning, losing, or buying?
We're winning. We've only tied one game so far.
Yes. So describe Grand Rapids Football Club. Again, we've got the guy side, we have the gal side. I think we talked with your coach?
James Gilpin.
Yes, yeah. He's awesome. How does it work? Remind me, you have games on the weekends and practice during the week, Cindy?
Yes, that's correct. So we've been practicing three times a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And then the game, this is actually the first weekend where we have a back-to-back game on the Friday and Saturday. So that would be pretty challenging for us, but we're up for the challenge, I guess.
Yeah, you can sleep in Sunday till 8
a.m., exactly
right? from where, tell me a little bit about your sisters in crime. Are you unique to be internationally involved on the squad?
Yes. We are. We adapt pretty well. I like the girls. They're pretty fun. And it's a great experience. We love it.
And there's a combination of gals that are just maybe beginning their career or season. Tell me more about the faces we see. Like Kylie, Maggie, Ashley. Are we Grand Valley associated? Start here. Are there Grand Valley students?
I would assume so. I would assume so. Yeah, most of them are.
Yes.
They're based from around here.
And you've got a lot on the... How many players actually on the field at one time?
11.
Yeah.
So is it Jinx? is that done in Australia or Southeast Asia? Jamaica? What's your strategy? How do you win games?
We just stick to the game plan. Coach give us a game plan, mm-hmm. and we go out there and execute the best way we can.
Mm-hmm. Are you favored as a team?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Flint's going to be scared.
Yeah.
And how do you, I'll just say, stay stay safe, you never know what a game holds, but how do you stay injury-free as best possible?
So basically we stay hydrated, that's most important, and then we make sure we get plenty of rest. Mm-hmm. That's really the key to anything, really, not even just sports. So that's just the job.
Yeah, it's all about the recovery as well after training sessions. We have trainers on the field which help us as well, and we've been going to the gym doing extra things as well, strength and conditioning stuff for us to help us with the game performance and our recovery.
Great. And I think I've asked this question before, but not to push life, but what's the, I mean, when you're 30, you're going to be considered old for the sport. Right?
That's correct.
What else is going on in your life, Cindy? What do you do after professional play?
Well, actually, I've graduated in Australia from university, and I think you guys call it physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Yep. So in Australia, we call it physiotherapist. So I work there full time and managed to get leave from work to come here for a few months to play.
Half of the world knows, but I was a physical therapist my first 15 years of my life.
Oh, really?
And then now I'm on the radio, and it's kind of scary. Took all that anatomy and physiology to turn microphone bones on, but I love the profession, so kudos to you.
Thank you.
That you're doing your thing. Tell me about you, Jodian.
Well, I'm a soccer coach before I came here, so I took time off at work as well. It's been great, though. I'm planning to continue my career as a soccer coach. Hopefully I can further my stuff as far as refereeing too. I guess I'm just basing my entire career around soccer, so I'm loving it.
Good that you are doing that. So how much does that audience matter? Do the crowds matter when you're playing tonight in Flint or tomorrow in Granville, Cindy?
Yeah, they definitely give us extra bit of support. I mean, they're probably like the 12th player on the field, you know. It's good to see people in the sideline wearing our Grand Rapids FC colours, cheering us on, making our job a little bit easier, I guess. And when they are there, like especially when we're playing away, it makes us a bit more hungry to win it for all our travelling fans and all that.
Cool. Jodian?
Yeah, I would agree with Cindy. It's just that extra motivation, really. It just feels good to know that when you're out there playing, even if we feel like we don't have the strength to go, that one fan would just say something and just motivate you, and you feel like you have the strength to finish the entire game. So it's good.
Nice. Very cool. Well, again, playing in Flint tonight and then tomorrow, the Michigan Legends,
yeah.
Correct it. Granville High, that's got to be a cool off of Canal there. Is that a great stadium?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's
good to play there.
Good. Now, do you all have a captain of the team? Does it work that way?
Yes, we have a
captain.
Neither of you are captains yet, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's still okay. Everybody can't be. Well, thank you very much on behalf of your team. You've got the goalkeepers, the defenders, and certainly midfielders, forwards, and more. And you think you'll be a 2-for-2 this weekend?
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's the plan.
Okay, that's called positive attitude. All right, appreciate you both. I think GrandRapidsFC.com is where we find more information.
Yes,
ma'am.
Correct.
Your bios and all. Continue good work that you do. Midfielder Cindy Lay, forward Jodian Morris on behalf of our Grand Rapids Football Club. Of course, the guys playing this weekend as well. Check out the schedule, and we'll speak again next week. Take care.